Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast I created with the sole purpose of actually doing a load of my laundry while simultaneously trying my best to entertain you all. My name is Drew Wren, just like last week. I just spent the last 2 hours crying in my car listening to old Taylor Swift and looking at pictures of dogs that are in shelters. So many people either bought a pandemic puppy that they couldn't afford to keep or are moving due to a job change or the effects of the pandemic and can't take their fur babies with them. Regardless, if you are out there and you can house one of these amazing babies, please, please, please look at your local shelters, please. And even if you can't, this is your sign. This is your sign. Go get a dog. Go get one of these babies. Save them. The shelters are overflowing. So if seriously, if you're willing and able, there are dogs everywhere that need homes. This week, I read a friend of mine's post about her little daughter who has panic attacks that include crying until she's sick, and I relate as an adult who has struggled with these same exact things. So many of you ask how I'm so confident or outgoing, but the truth is I'm not, or at least I wasn't always. I struggle with pretty bad anxiety myself and was thinking of doing a whole mental health themed episode. If that's something you guys are interested in, I want to share tips and tricks, personal stories, and even the humor in it, because the best way to get over something that has hurt you is probably just to go through the good, bad, the ugly, and the humorous, the funny. There are funny things about it. And I wanted to also share some personal stories from you all. I know so many of you ask me because you're going through the similar type of thing. So I want to share your stories as well and your tips and your life hacks for how to get through pretty bad anxiety, whether it's social anxiety or any kind of anxiety, which I have multiple of them, multiple of that. If this is something you're interested in, please leave a comment on my YouTube and let me know if this is something you want to hear more about. All right. So this is the part where I say, please write me a review. Please. Because if we keep fooling the algorithm like we've been doing, we will be well on our way to sponsorships that keep this podcast in business. It keeps the lights on. No, literally. My ring light is getting a little old. I wanted to let you know that you should also hit that follow button to be notified each time an episode drops. I know a bunch of you have, and you've been catching the episodes like that, like literally as they go up. So many of you start watching. So that is awesome. Click follow or subscribe depending on what platform you're listening on. I will be launching on checkedfan.com soon, which is like a Patreon or OnlyFans, not sponsored by them, but it's better. And you can earn virtual money and spend it in the shop, like to get merch and different, I don't want to call them prizes, but different things. You earn it. Like you earn this like virtual cash, which is really cool. And you'll also be getting secret podcast episodes that no one else will be hearing, which I tend to open up a little more on. And you will also be seeing previews of my music and other secret career things. So I'm pretty, pretty excited to launch on CheckFan. In order to get sponsorships, I've mentioned this before. In order to get sponsorships, I need a certain amount of listeners per episode. I thought it would be fun to audition for sponsorships by showing off my ad skills. So I'm going to do that now. Let me get into the zone. First ad, and I made these up. They're very, very inspiring ads. This is the first one. When it comes to my body, I want to know what I'm putting in it. That's why I choose multi-purpose ointment, because my body is a wonderland. And yeah, I went to a John Mayer concert 9 years ago and got asked to leave by the bouncer for sneaking in Jell-O shots in my purse. I am unique and fearless and sometimes a little stupid. Which is why I ointment. And scene. What do you think? Is that good? Okay, I've got a few more voices I can pull out. If you're listening and you want me to do a little sponsorship, let me know. All right, this is the next one. Do not use vitamin D if you have certain medical conditions. Vitamin D may cause symptoms such as burning, itching, discoloration of the tongue, blurred vision, or divorce. Call your doctor to find out if you can use vitamin C today. I think I could do that one a little better. I need to practice that one. It's hard to talk so fast. I need a longer list of side effects. Are you tired of paying your chiropractor too much money? Have you been in a motorized vehicle accident in the last 12 months? Call today for your free consultation to see if you qualify for extended legal representation. Stop waiting around. Call 1-800-I-REP-U. That's 1-800-I-REP-U now. That was probably my best one so far. I don't know. But if you want me to do your ad, let me know. It's time for some laundromat gossip. This week's special guest is the one, the only, Kings.
Hi!
Kings is a Nashville pop artist. You might recognize her bright yellow hair with 4.7 million followers on TikTok and over 109 million. I updated this today because you get so many likes. Oh, over 109 million likes. Kings, how are you?
I am so good. I'm so excited to be here today. Seriously, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Kings and I have done a little pandemic collab before, so we virtually have met a few times, but we've never met in person.
I know. And we're so close too. Like,
I know.
It's crazy that we haven't met yet.
We're both from Nashville. Mm-hmm. So are you a Nashville native?
So I actually grew up in North Carolina. And I started coming back and forth between Nashville and North Carolina with my parents because I was homeschooled. So it was like easy to travel back and forth.
Squad.
You're homeschooled?
I was homeschooled in high school after I was on the X Factor. Yeah.
Oh, so I bet. Yeah, yeah.
Private school, then homeschool.
For sure. So I just like was writing back and forth with like producers and writers like literally every month, every weekend out of the month, we would just like come back and forth. And I was like, okay, well, maybe we should move for my senior year of high school.
Yes.
And so that's what I did. And it was super fun. So I've been here for like almost 3 years.
Okay.
So, it's been fun.
I've been here for, I guess, almost 5 years. So just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I'm that much older than you. So that makes sense. But
yeah.
My parents traveled with me for music too. So I'm glad your parents are supportive. I'm going to ask you a little bit about your growing up in a second.
Yeah.
Speaking of growing up, I love your single, Call Me When You Grow Up.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
I love that just worked out where I could say...
That just worked out perfectly.
Perfect segue.
Yeah, I love that. That satisfies me. The interview's over. That was perfect.
Yeah, we're done, actually.
But I love your single, Call Me When You Grow Up. Can you tell me about the writing process for that song and then your other music, too, that you've released since then?
Yeah, so I wrote that with some amazing people, and I went into the studio knowing that I was, like, going in there to write some songs that I wanted to cut. I had written so many songs prior, and I was like, you know what? This is the session. We're just going to see what we come up with. And I was, like, kind of, not even really, but kind of talking to this guy.
Ooh.
And he was like, I don't know, like a year younger than me. Not that much, but maturity level matters. And he was just very immature, talking to tons of other girls. Like, I don't even have contact with him anymore, but he was great inspiration for the song. And I just wrote the title down and brought it in. And I was like, yeah, we should write this song. And
I can relate to that because my husband's 8 years older than me. It took me finding someone 8 years older to get the maturity level. And that's not for everyone. Obviously, there are some people who are more or less mature. But
totally.
I love that. That's great.
Good for you, though, for finding the maturity. I'm still waiting.
You gotta find a mature guy for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to your parents, because now I'm curious. So are your parents, were they in the music industry at all?
So my dad was. He was actually in a Led Zeppelin tribute band for a long time. He was in and out of
this.
Yeah, he was in and out of tons of bands. He was like the Robert Plant of the group. So he was an incredible singer, like crazy range, all of that. But and that's actually how he met my mom. They're not from the same state. And they met on Valentine's
Day.
I
love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he doesn't do music anymore. I mean, he does it on the side. He produces. But my parents have always been involved in the arts because my mom was a dancer for a long time and she loves fashion. And so I started dancing when I was little too. But yeah, so my parents were always just like flexible. I can't speak at all.
Flexical. You heard it here from Kings. New word.
New single. Flexible with their like jobs and traveling. And that's why homeschooling worked out for me and my sisters because like whenever we were studying certain things, we could go to that place. And it was like incredible. But yeah, so they've always been really supportive. I don't know what
that's
I did to
cool.
deserve them.
My parents are not like musically inclined at all. So it's always interesting to me if people have like musically inclined parents because I don't know where I got it. And my parents didn't like know what we were doing ever like when I joined the music industry. So I love that. That's
You're
great.
Like, here I am. I'm incredible.
I like. Love it. Yeah, I'm the star. My parents. My mom watches my podcast. I try to roast her each episode. So, mom, you can't sing.
My mom doesn't sing either. She knows all the words to my songs, but like,
That's my mom. Yeah. She loves to sing my music. She's my biggest fan. It has to be that way.
It really does.
So how old were you when you started singing?
So I came from a tiny town in North Carolina called Pofftown. No one's ever heard of it.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. We were like 20 minutes away from the nearest city, which was great. But I was like 6 years old watching Hannah Montana, like, this is it. This is what I'm doing. And my sisters were like, okay, like, yeah, sure. And I just started having like so many concerts in my backyard, just started singing a ton. And I was literally just doing it all the time. And so it was kind of hard because in North Carolina, I didn't have like a place to do that. I took vocal lessons, but it wasn't like Nashville or LA, you know?
I feel that.
Yeah. And so I basically, I started writing when I was like maybe 9, just like dumb little songs. But when I was 12, I started really just digging in and writing about my life, and I never looked back. I'm so happy to be here versus North Carolina because I loved it, but like the music scene just wasn't crazy there.
And that's like me with Arizona, because I'm from Arizona from a small town as well. And so I did every like local talent show possible, but that was it. Like that's where it ended.
Right.
And so I feel that. And that's why I moved to Nashville as well, which still has the small town feel. That's what I love about Nashville.
It does. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Everyone's still just as nice as small town folk, because you can't beat small town people. Yeah. But there's an industry here for us. So I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So talk to me about your name, Kings. Is this your birth name? Where does
Yeah. Okay. So actually Kings is my nickname, and it's been my nickname for a long time. My mom actually kind of like started calling me that whenever I would get like down on myself. She'd be like, now remember whose you are, like you're the Kings. Mm. And so it's very faith-based, but it's interesting because I do pop music. So it's like, you know, it's this weird balance, but most of my family and friends were all calling me Kay or Kings just like for so many years. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to go with that for my artist name.
Such a good artist name. I love it. It's so good. I'm a sucker for good artist names.
Thank you.
Because I have my maiden name is Reinowitz, and it's Polish, and it's very hard to pronounce and write down. So I wasn't given like a good stage name from birth. And then when I got married, my name turned into Smith, which also isn't like, is your last name Smith?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so the Smith thing, you know, everyone's name is Smith. So it's hard to find like SEO. It's like very difficult. Drew Smith.
Yes.
There are a million. So
yes,
I changed it to Drew Wren. I shortened my
I name. Love that. It Thank is you. So, I love it. It's simple and like people can remember it, but it's just like, here I am. Drew Wren.
It's just
like,
a shortened version of a very difficult last name. I love being Polish, but Polish last names are not simple names.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't imagine.
So as I mentioned before, you're a huge TikTok success. Talk to me about that. What got you started on TikTok? I'm always curious about other musicians because my TikTok story is really weird.
Really? Oh my, okay, I want to hear yours. But I literally, like, I honestly, okay, so I got TikTok when it was Musical.ly. I had that account just sitting around forever. Yeah. Like literally when I was 15, I maybe posted one video of me lip syncing, but like nothing crazy. And then it turned to TikTok. I had a few friends using it. And in August of 2019, I posted my first like viral video. And it wasn't even singing. It was me and my mom and our friends at the beach doing the get up dance. And yeah, and Blanco Brown, the writer of that and the singer, saw it. And it was like,
I saw this video.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen this video of you. That's so weird, but I don't think we had talked yet.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that was you, but now I'm remembering.
I had blonde hair. I was a different human then.
Yes.
Yeah. So I, like, that is basically what was my first like viral video. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to use this for music. Like, I need to start singing. And I started doing tons of like parking garage videos and like videos with my mom reacting or like her walking in on me doing singing or whatever. And
the classic.
Yeah. I remember I literally saw so many of your singing videos, like the Celine Dion one. I saw that. I was like, I love her. I want to meet her. Her voice is amazing. Like, I've literally been watching you since I was like doing TikTok.
That's so funny. Well, that's interesting. So that you're smart though for seeing that, oh, a funny video did well. I need to use this for my career. Because a lot of people kind of stop there. I know there are so many people on the platform who can sing, but they never use it for that because they're not sure how. And it is difficult. I'm sure you know how hard it is to be a musician on the platform.
Yeah.
It's hard to be creative. It's hard to come up with something that like fits this like level of silliness of the app, I guess.
And still be taken seriously because, you know, you have to have both. But at the end of the day, like TikTok, there's so many people usually leaving hate comments somewhere mm-hmm. and they're like taking everything seriously. I'm like, yes. Okay, it's TikTok. Like, right. We're all trying to have fun here.
We're all having fun. Exactly. And yeah. being a musician and trying to have fun at the same time is kind of hard.
It is.
You think it's fun and games, but our industry changes so much. It used to be, I'm sure you know, because mm-hmm. you're 20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you know, even just a few years ago, it was like, don't put too much content out because you want to seem untouchable.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, you need to put as much content out as possible and be as touchable as possible, which is super weird mm-hmm. if you've come from the industry before. So our industry changes a lot.
And yeah.
content style changes a lot for musicians. But yeah. you're so good at it.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I was telling my husband this morning that you kind of have the TikTok thing mastered. Seriously, you come up with really good content that's interesting. It's fast paced. If y'all haven't watched King's TikTok, which you probably have because she's huge, even her very first video, I'm like, I saw that. She's huge. But seriously, you come up with great viral concepts. I love it.
Thank
I love it.
Thank you. It was crazy. Like, honestly, the main video that like skyrocketed my account was something that my mom came up with. I swear, she's the brains behind all this.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
You need to meet her at some point.
You should have brought her.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's amazing. And like, she thought of a concept of like, you should sing your Starbucks order to a barista. And I was like, I'll do that. And the first few videos I did were good. And then the third time I did it, it was so crazy because this was the video that now I've never had a video past this one in views. It has like,
go mom,
70 million. And I was like, yes, Caroline, you did it. And like, literally there was so much pushback with this video. Like, I low key had a mental breakdown before. We almost got in a car accident before.
Oh my God.
And it's crazy because it shows how like, yes, some things aren't meant to work out, but like if there's a lot of pushback, it usually means there's about to be like a big breakthrough. And
in the Christian world, we call those spiritual attacks. So I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, it's a spiritual attack. The devil hates success. He hates positivity. He hates good things. And he mm-hmm. hates God's plan.
Yeah. So. And literally it was such a God thing how it happened because like the barista who handed it to me, we have mutual friends and like he was in the video and aww. It was just such a crazy thing. And I was like, oh my gosh. And literally 2 days beforehand, I had met a few TikTokers and I was like, I'm kind of in that world. Not really. But I had like 100K, which was amazing, but it was nothing crazy to what they had. And like, even though I like didn't gain all these followers because of them, their guidance helped me so much through that. And I was like, how did this happen? Like,
I love that. It all crazy. Came into place.
It did. Yeah.
Mostly like, thanks to your mom, Caroline.
Caroline! I'm going to bring her next time.
You have to. I would love to turn my podcast into just a mom podcast. Every episode, yeah. I talk about my mom too much. I'm like best friends with her. And I know you're close with your mom too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Gotta stop talking about moms. Sorry, moms.
But they're great. They started the everything.
Best. And like, it was just Mother's Day. So it feels right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I like to ask my guests random questions too, not just career ones. So what is your biggest fear?
Oh, dude, I think all of my friends know I am terrified of bugs. And there was one in my car on the way here. I'm not even kidding.
What do you do when you're driving and you see a bug? That's
I don't know. I was on 65 South and I was like, what do I do? So I just, luckily he was on the window. So I just like, and he went out. And
the whole car away.
I was like, when did you get in here? You're not welcome. But the thing is, I've gotten actually pretty good about it. I used to like not be able to kill bugs. Like it would take me hours of like, I got this.
Like, I still like that about certain bugs. Right. Slugs, to be clear.
Oh my.
The worst.
I don't need, why do those exist? Like, actually.
They have no real functions, I don't think. I don't, maybe they do. I'm not a scientist, but.
I mean, we're hating on bugs and it's okay because they don't like us either.
And
but
bugs don't typically watch my podcast. At least my analytics say like bugs not there.
It's like women. 5% arachnids. No. Yeah. No, they're not cool. That's my fear, honestly.
Okay. Well, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh my gosh. My biggest pet peeve.
What if I'm doing it right now?
No, you're literally not. I hate, this is kind of a deeper one than bugs. But my biggest pet peeve is when people are like really nice to your face and then talk crap about you behind your back. Like just
that's
fake people.
The worst.
And that's a lot. There's a lot of that in the influencer world. And I'm like, just be yourself. There's no harm in that. Like,
there's so much of that in the influencer world and mm-hmm. so much in the music industry as well. And I found that really hard. Yeah. It's fun living in a music city and it's fun being around mm-hmm. other like musicians and content creators. But I'm going to have to agree with you. It happens more often than I'd like to think.
I know. And it's nice because, like, you know, a lot of the times I feel like we'll keep it private and all that stuff. But like some things are out in the open for everyone. It's like, what do you do? Like, it's
well,
crazy.
And the worst part too, if you are in the public eye, is it's not just the old, oh, they talked behind my back. It's they used me for views. They mm-hmm. acted nice to me. They got in my friend group. They used my connections. They were in my network. Yeah. And then they have the audacity to talk about me. That is why it stings the most. Because it's also crazy. Kind of a business, and the networking mm-hmm. and talking behind your back, no go.
Yeah, I just think respect is a big issue, because I feel like in the influencer world, I'm not speaking for everyone, but a lot of people rise to fame quickly, which is amazing, and it can be literally incredible. But you know, sometimes that leads to just like people bouncing around friends and
for sure
not really respecting each other. But
well, mine's kind of yeah. similar, because mine is my highest criteria is honesty, so it's pretty similar to that. I don't get lying, and I've been this way my whole right. life. Like, I was not fun in school because if kids like white lied, they're like, oh, my mom makes $1 million. I'd be like, no, she doesn't. How dare you lie? Like, I seriously cannot stand lying. I hate lying.
Yeah.
I was like, a little tattletale.
I love that. No, that's so funny. I kind of was too. I'm like a little bit of a goody-goody. But
me
yeah.
too. Well, that was my thing. I was like, if you just do the right thing, you would never have to lie.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, no one's perfect. Like, you don't need to lie. We're all here.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. If you could trade lives with anyone for a day, dead or alive, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh. Okay, my first thought goes to Singer, but I feel like maybe I wouldn't want to do that. I feel like it would probably be
similar.
Yeah, because I would just be like, I kind of know what you're going. I mean, honestly, singer wise I would definitely say Ariana Grande, because I feel like she is, you know, an amazing influencer, and like you can definitely go to her Instagram, she would see what she's up to, but like overall she's pretty private, and I'm like, I just want to know how many hours she sings. What is her writing schedule? Who are her friends? You can tell that she keeps like a close circle of friends, and like I really respect that, because
and
a lot
private
of
relationships too. Like her whole life's kind of private. You're right. That's
yeah,
a good one.
Which yeah, I just want to know.
It's probably the key to how much success she has, is keeping her life relatively private.
And she's so unproblematic, I feel like.
Yeah, really. I mean, aside from like licking a donut once in her life, like she really is unproblematic. That's true. That's a good one. I think that's a good one. Okay, then what's your dream collab?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I literally love when males and females sing together. So I'd probably say Justin Bieber, because I love his writing. And if I had to do a duet with someone, it would be like him or probably Shawn Mendes, because I don't know. I just feel like that would be incredible.
I'm with your sister.
Like,
with your sister.
Yeah.
All right. So I always play a game with my guests.
Yay.
Because people love games. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure why I play games, but it feels like the right thing to do. So we're going to do song association, which I did with Lisa on the last episode. I should have given you guys the same words to see if you came up with the same songs, but
that would have been so funny.
But I didn't write those words down for this one, so sorry. Okay. We're going to rapid fire them, because I need to restart my camera in a second. So,
okay.
Here we go. First one, Night.
That I only stay with you one more night. I love that song.
Yes. Okay, Sweet.
Sweet. I know, you know, it's gonna be something sweet. I had to add Madison. I love her.
I didn't recognize the song for a second. I was like, keep going.
It's like old Madison Beer. I love her.
I do too.
Yeah.
Work.
We can work from home. Oh.
Love it. I was thinking work.
Yeah, one of those two.
Back.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance. I want you back.
Yeah, back in your eyes. Like, yeah. What are the lyrics? Back. Whatever. Phone.
Close. Phone. I'm at a payphone trying to call home. A lot of Maroon 5.
Yes.
Right now.
Wow. Were you listening to them on the way?
I wasn't. I should though.
Okay. Stupid.
Stupid. You're stupid, Mike, because I'm not looking for.
That's what I was thinking. For how long it took you to think of a song, I was like, you're not going to think of your own song right now. Then I'm going to have to tell you your own song.
Yeah, it actually didn't come first to my head, but I'm glad we got there.
We got there, and that's all that matters. Okay,
yes.
One.
Oh, my gosh. One?
I can't even think of one.
Da-da-da. Isn't there a countdown, like, with Beyonce?
One. Don't pick up the phone.
Oh, that one.
Is that Dua Lipa?
One, don't pick up the phone. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Is that not what you were thinking, though?
I was thinking of the one.
Oh. You know what I'm... Destiny's Fiancé? I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I am so embarrassed right now.
Me too. Yikes.
We'll skip over it.
Yeah.
Baby.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh, like baby.
Perfect. Yeah, heart.
Heart. Heart? Okay, I think of Heart the Band. Like, alone till now, I only got back on my own. I don't know if that says the word heart,
it
though.
It doesn't. That's just the name of their band. I can't think of a heart either. Something's sweetheart.
We've both written songs with the words heart in them. Like,
for sure, everyone's written a song with the word heart, and somehow we can't think of it. In fact, for years, I had a list of words I hated putting in songs. Love, heart, like, because everyone did it. But clearly not enough, because we can't even think of one.
Heart? Oh, my gosh.
My heart will go on.
Oh, my God. I literally, your viral TikTok. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's, like, the number one classic song, though.
We have one more word. Name.
Name. I don't even know your name. You're so tall. You're so great. That's an Abigail Barlow song. Do you know her?
I know her and love her.
Okay, because I was listening to that in your driveway.
Oh, that, not Maroon 5. She's listening to Abigail Barlow.
Yes.
I love her. Yeah. I love her and Emily Bear, and I love all of their amazing Bridgerton musical things.
Dude, yeah, I need to watch that. I haven't seen Bridgerton. I only know her songs.
Oh, you need to watch it.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I knew all her songs before the show, and they kind of, not spoil, but they give away some of the show. So as I was watching it unfold, I'm like, this is from the song.
Yes, okay.
Even though the song is from it. I was like, this is from Abigail's song.
No. Yes.
Okay, so we just finished a game. Kings won the game, even though there was no competition. So congratulations, yeah. You won.
Thank you. If I would have gotten none of them, I would have still won.
I gave you this Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, she got it for me. She got it for me. I won the game.
The matcha vibe, you know.
Yes, for real. Mm-hmm. Had you had this before I told you to order this?
Like a couple times, but I was like, oh my gosh, she inspired me. I need to get this.
It's so good. Oh, I'm obsessed with matcha tea. I bought some on Amazon as well. I'm addicted. So anyway.
Yeah. Also, I got you almond milk because they didn't have oat milk.
That's fine. I'm like, just as long as it's not regular milk. I only poop my pants on the weekend.
Yeah,
I feel you. What did you get? What kind of milk did you get?
Okay, I got coconut milk, actually. I got their, pineapple matcha one. I just saw it on the app, and I was like, this looks interesting.
I've never had the flavored matcha, so I cannot give a review. Is it good?
It's really good. It's really good. I would say it's, like, it's very similar, honestly. Like,
so we're not sponsored today on this episode, but the reason I'm letting it fly is because you do so much Starbucks content that it feels like it's a part of you.
I know. And I'm really trying to shoot for like a King's drink in the future that's yellow.
It has such a good ring. And you know what? The Starbucks Corporation watches this podcast. So
yeah, exactly. All of their workers are watching. Yeah. So help.
Guys, get on it. Don't make me say it twice.
Just get on it.
If Gerald?
Gerald? Karen? If you want to make money, I'm here. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. For real. Yeah. I feel they really could profit from you, so I hope they do. They use you for their profit.
I already do. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so any crazy celebrity encounters that you ever had?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I feel like I haven't met a ton of like music industry celebrities, like only because when I got into like the social media world, I don't know. It was like right before the pandemic. So it's not like I had a ton of time, but I did go to Playlist right before like crazy Corona happened.
Oh, my husband was there. He was at that Playlist. Yeah.
It was so fun. I'm happy that it happened only because it was like the last thing before the world shut down. But like, I was also like, how did that go through? But anyway, I went to this like random water park party because I became friends with a rep at Boohoo. I wasn't a creator there, but Boohoo's like the clothing company that, put on like this water park party, and I was like, okay, cool. There was a ton of people I knew there, but like I wasn't gonna go up to. I was like, oh my god, I love them. And I remember there was like Addison Rae was like in the middle of a bunch of people, and I was like, earlier I was in the creator lounge, like the TikTok creator lounge, and I saw her dad and her brother, and I started talking to them because they're from Louisiana, and so is my dad's side of the family. So we had commonalities. I was like, okay, well. And so I just like came up to her and I was like, hey, I just want to say I love your videos. I talked to your dad earlier, like small talk. And she was like, oh my gosh, I see you on my For You page all the time. Like, we should get a picture or whatever. And I was like, okay, oh my gosh, I love you, which is so nice because like a lot of people don't expect, like, you know, bigger influencers and musicians to not be nice, but she was like chill, like not talking to me like a fan. She was like very friendly. I was like, okay, yeah,
that's,
she's cool.
That's great. I expect her to be just like that forever. So don't change, Addison.
Don't change. No, but yeah, she's
seriously
like
she's so nice. But I will say the reason she was nice to you is because you're so nice. So you kind of give off a good vibe that people would want to be nice to you, I'm sure. And the reason she recognized you is you have a very branded look.
Thank you.
Industry 101, just look like kings, because seriously, I'm not kidding. Again, I was when I was showing my husband some of your music, he was like, oh, I've seen her. I've seen her on my For You page a bunch of times. And he goes, she has a really branded look. And you do.
Oh,
it's like,
gosh,
when I'm scrolling even fast, I know it's you. So I go back. I'm like, oh, that was a King's video. I want to see that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Compliments to the chef.
I appreciate it. I'm still having fun with my yellow hair. I don't want to go back to blonde, like, ever. I don't think.
I love it.
Thank you. I love
the yellow hair. I'm obsessed.
Thank you.
I'm here for it. Well, Kings, before we let you go, what's your plan from here for your music? Any upcoming releases, secrets that you can tell on the show?
Okay, so yeah, lots of secrets. So I have a song coming out this month, and I'm so excited. It's called You're a Goodbye. I've kind of teased it on TikTok a little bit. Yeah.
What?
I'm so excited. I wrote it.
Pull my phone out to look.
Yeah, like literally. Yeah, I posted a few clips, and if you want to go pre-save it, you can. But I literally, I wrote it last August about a TikTok boy that I had a thing with, and I was like, he's toxic. He's a goodbye. You're a goodbye. We wrote the song, and I was like, I have to cut this. And so we're releasing it this month. I'm so excited. And I'm actually releasing a few singles throughout the summer. So I'm pumped.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Do you have any video plans for these? Like, we need to see more of your hair.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I would love to do a music video for this one that's coming out, because it's such a like summer bop. And I just want to get like all my friends in it and like everyone singing at the top of their lungs. And yeah, I would love to do a music video for that. But definitely lots of like TikTok content.
Great. Well, guys, where can everybody find you?
So on TikTok, my name is She Is Kings. And then same with Instagram. And then on Spotify, my name's Kings, or you can go to it through bios. But yeah, I'm also on YouTube as well, which is just under Kings. So yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, you heard it here. Follow her and subscribe to her YouTube channel. I'm actually going to go subscribe to her YouTube after this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kings, for coming on Laundry Day. I'm so glad we got to chat.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me. This was the best ever.
Yes.
Like, we need to hang again.
I agree. And I can't wait to hear your next song. I'm so excited. I'm going to make you play it for me right when I turn this podcast off. Sorry, guys. You're not going to be able to hear it.
In a few weeks.
And for those of you listening, please drop a comment, compliment how gorgeous and amazing this girl is if you're on YouTube and you can see her. She is just so adorable. And we'll see you next time. Well, Kings won't see you. Well, she'll see you again sometime. I'm gonna get another interview with this girl. She's very easy to chat with. I'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much for watching Laundry Day.
Bye.
What a doll. She was a doll. Now that we're alone, let's jump into our random fact of the day. This week's fact, English. Ugh. This week's fact is this. Stomach acid is strong enough to dissolve metal. In case you're ever in a bind and you need to dissolve metal relatively quickly, you eat it. No, I'm just kidding. You cut yourself open and you use your stomach acid to dissolve the metal. And then you clean up the crime scene and you leave. I don't know, guys. Stomach acid is strong enough to dissolve metal. I usually end with a heartwarming story, but I thought that was heartwarming enough. No, I'm just kidding. I usually end with a heartwarming story, but I wanted to start also reading some of the podcast reviews and featuring you guys from the review section as well. So go leave a review. So here's a heartwarming story that someone left in the reviews. Let me pull it up here. I'm going live right now to this review. Okay, this is what Joe25462 said. I met Drew Rin in person 3 years ago at my high school because she was going cross country, oh my goodness, to let students know about bullying, suicidal thoughts, and wanted to hold an assembly to let us know that we are not alone when being bullied. She also mentioned that there are good people out there that we can trust, and after that amazing performance she gave us, I only trust her and will ask for advice on how I can solve problems where I can't handle on my own. I really suggest to follow her on Instagram, give a sub on her YouTube channel, and please write an amazing review if you listen to her new podcast. P.S. Drew, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm your
biggest fan, and I don't regret meeting you when you came to my high school. I hope that you're healthy, safe, and hope for the best for the podcast. Kissy face, heart emoji, heart emoji. That is the cutest story. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And honestly, it means so much to me that that assembly meant that much to you. That is the biggest payout. That is bigger than any check I could ever receive. That is bigger than anything. Just to hear you say that, that when we travel the country and we talk to kids about bullying, that it impacted you this much, because it's been a few years. I love it. I love that. So thank you so much. Y'all are so sweet in the reviews. I could just go on and on in these reviews. They were seriously amazing to read. So thank you so much, guys, for leaving reviews. Don't forget to click follow and subscribe, depending on what podcasting platform you're listening on. And I will see you next week on Laundry Day. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place. I love you. Bye.